If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's getting busier and busier at Clan Towers as we get ready to welcome another signing to the team. Before I do, I can tell you Clan have announced their pre-season matches due to take place on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August, where Ryan Finnerty's men will take on Italian side Asiago for the Aladdin Cup. Tickets are on sale now, so check out the website brayheadclan.com for more information. Right, are you ready for the new signing? I say new, but he's not really, as he's back in Clan colours for a second season. Last season he played 57 times but failed to score any goals or assists, but he did save 1,546 shots and had a save percentage of 90.2%. That's right, it's a goaltender, and you guessed it, I'm about to speak to Kyle Jones. Thanks for joining us, Kyle. Welcome back to the Clan team for the new season. How pleased are you to be coming back to Scotland again?
Still there?
Yep.
Oh, there you are.
Yep. Hold on. Right, there we go. How pleased are you to be coming back to Scotland again, Kyle? Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, no, very much so. Looking forward to getting back on the ice and trying to improve on the season we had last year. I think we did a lot of good things and hoping to do even better this year.
And what did you enjoy most about being in Scotland last year and playing for Brayhead Clan? What was the kind of things that stuck out for you in your experience here?
Oh, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great arenas that you play in around the league, but it was especially fun playing in our own in front of the loud Brayhead fans for all those games. So I'm definitely looking forward to being in front of them again.
Well, it'll be good news for them having you back as well. It's been a good summer for the fans in terms of the signings coming in. Are you excited about coming back and especially lining up with some new faces as well?
Sorry, can you repeat that quick?
I'm saying, are you excited to be coming back to the team? There'll be new faces in the team, and of course, you mentioned playing in front of the fans again.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've obviously been keeping track of the signings that have gone on over the summer, so looks like it's going to be a bit of a different team than last year, but I think with the core group of guys we've got, it's going to be, you know, everybody's got the same goal in mind, and that's to go to the finals again and you know, reach that final game. And I think that everybody's, the new guys coming in are all going to jump on board to that too, so looking forward to it.
Now, you're going to have a new backup next season with Mike Will, who's now left the club, and Joe Myers coming in as well. How much of a difference will that make to you? Obviously, you'll be used to seeing Mike's face every day, but not so much now.
Right, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, it's going to be different. You know, Willsey was he's a great guy, and he's a very good goalie, and we had a lot of fun last year. But, you know, on the other hand, Finner's told me about Joe Myers, and I think that Finner speaks very highly of him, so I don't think there's going to be any issues in us getting along, so I'm looking forward to meeting them and getting started.
I'm curious to know, I speak to some of the backup goalies and they tell me they learn off guys like yourselves, the import guys that come in. Is there anything of your game that you pick up from the backup goalies? Does that happen?
Well, you know, just work ethic, and especially with Willsey, work ethic in practice and stuff. You know, he's always out there working his hardest and staying out after practice and trying to get better. So, you know, that's an important thing, is continuing to try and get better every day. And it seemed like Willsy, he always tried to do that.
I don't know if you know this, but you're the first import goalie to stay at Brayhead for a second season. Well, the fact that the fact that you know the club and the city help you in settling in a lot quicker this year, maybe compared to last year.
Sorry, you cut out again there.
Did I? Apologies for the sound here. You're the first. Well,
no problem.
Well, the fact that you know the club and the city well, will that help you settle in quicker than perhaps it maybe did last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we become familiar with the city and familiar with the area in Brayhead there. So, I mean, settling in is not going to be a problem. I stayed a month and a bit later last season after than all the guys were here for school, so I got to tour around a little more too, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Now, reaching the playoff finals and finishing fifth in the league was a successful year in Brayhead's terms. Was that kind of success a factor in helping you decide to return?
Yeah, definitely. I know, especially with the core guys coming back, we're going to look to build on that. So everybody got a taste of what it was like going to the Final Four too. And, fifth place was good, but we also feel like we could have finished better. There's a few games there that might have slipped through our hands that could have helped us in the standings. So you always look to get better each season, and it should be no different.
Now, your wife Heidi came with you last year to Scotland. Is she excited to be coming back as well?
Oh yes, definitely. She had an amazing time over there too. She met a lot of good people. She had fun with her job, and I think she's going to be able to get her job again. So she's eager to get back too. And I can't believe it's only about 4 or 5 weeks before we come back there.
Well, I was just going to say the season's only a matter of weeks away now. Can you believe how quickly the summer seems to have gone already?
No, it's unbelievable. It's gone by so fast. Like I said, I was there an extra month and a bit compared to the other guys. So it seems like I just left yesterday. But still, I'm looking forward to getting back and being back in Scotland.
I know, and you won't believe it's been that long since you played in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, it's been about four months now. It's amazing.
So that's Kyle Jones completing the Netminder quota, and he becomes the 12th name on the roster. But who will be number 13? Apologies for one or two little technical issues there, but we got there in the end. But find out on the next edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, to find out just who will be that 13th name on the roster for next year. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and thanks to Kyle Jones for talking to us. Check out the website, brayheadclan.com. The club's also on Facebook or on Twitter at brayhead_clan for the latest from Glasgow's elite ice hockey club. Bye for now.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.